Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church, Enugu.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 16. Praise God forevermore. We're going to declare it together. Hallelujah. Psalm 16. Can we play the keyboard on the background, please? Let's declare it together. Hallelujah. It's like a prayer this morning, and I want us to pray together. Hallelujah. Let's go. I'm going to read from the New International Version. I'm going to read from the New International Version. Hallelujah. Psalm 16. Keep me safe, my God. Can we read it together? Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libation of blood to such gods or take their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are the portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who always gives me counsel. Even at night, my heart also instructs me. I keep my eyes always upon the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You will make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence and with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Hallelujah. I don't know if you know that, if you believe what you're saying. Can you declare it again? One more time. We're going to declare it again. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say of the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the people of the earth, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who rough after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libation to such gods or take their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I praise the Lord who always counsels me. Even at night, my heart also instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices and my body will also rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You will make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can have your seat, please. Praise God forever. God is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Today I want to share with us what I call the technology of seeing the word come to pass, seeing the word bear fruit in our lives. In other words, we want the word to bear fruit in our lives. So we have to praise God and stand with the word of God to see the word bear fruit in our lives. Hallelujah. Can we read the book of Mark chapter 4? I'll read verse 26 to 32. Mark chapter 4 from 26 to 32. Can you reduce the volume a little bit? Just a little bit. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4 Hallelujah. I read from verse 26. Praise God forevermore. He also said this. This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed to the ground. And night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces the grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. And as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. Verse 30. Again he said, What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is a mustard seed. It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seed on the earth. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Today, I want to share with us the technology of the Word of God coming to pass in our life. In other words, for this month, we've been talking about the Word made flesh. But they say, there's how the Word is made flesh. Let me say to you that the Word of God is a seed. Hallelujah. The Word of God is a seed. What I want to share with us, you know, there can be hits and misses. There can be miracles. There can be things that can come just because we didn't even deserve it. We experience the miracles of God. Or we come to a service and experience the miracles of God. And the man of God says something and we experience the miracles of God. But that is not how the kingdom of God works. Hallelujah. God works that way sometimes. But there is a more sure way that you can get the word of God bear fruit in your life. If you believe that, say amen. There is a more sure way of getting the word of God bear fruit in your life. A more sure way. In other words, this is a sure way that we can get the word of God work in our life. Hallelujah. It's one thing to read God's word. It's another thing for the word of God to enter into your heart. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 130. Can we open up to Psalm 119 verse 130? Hallelujah. Psalm 119 verse 130. The Bible there says that the entrance of God's word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Psalm 119 verse 130. Are we there together? Hallelujah. Verse 130. It says the entrance, let me read it from NIV version. Verse 130 says, the unfolding of the words, of your words give light. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. In the New King James Version, it says, the entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. In other words, light is so important, because without light, we cannot get direction. We cannot get to know where we are going to. We might stumble along the way. But the entrance of the word. Say it after me. The entrance of God's word. Say it again. The entrance of God's word gives light. It gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. The parable we read said that this is how the kingdom of God works. It's as if a man casts seed to the ground. Then he goes about his business. He goes about his business night and day. He sleeps, he wakes up. He casts seed onto the ground, first of all. But he goes about his business. As long as he casts seed into the ground, he can forget about it. You don't have to say that the land by itself produces a crop. Hallelujah. The earth by itself. In other words, the land is fertile enough if you can only plant seed on it. Hallelujah. The land is fertile enough if you can only plant seed on it. Hallelujah. So the word of God entering your heart. Now the land in our own case is the heart. The land in our own case is the heart. If the word of God can enter your heart, if the word of God can enter your heart, you can sleep and wake up. Go back to that scripture. Go back to that scripture. I don't know if you can see it. It's Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. He also said this. He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. In other words, the entire kingdom of God functions on this principle. If you are in the kingdom of God, the Bible says that we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. In other words, we operate in the kingdom of Jesus. In other words, we operate in the kingdom of Jesus. And this is how the things work in the kingdom of Jesus. There's a guaranteed way in the kingdom of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is that a man will cast a seed on the ground. Night and day, he sleeps and gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. All by itself, the soil produces grain. All by itself. All by itself. In other words, no matter what is the challenge that you are facing, no matter the circumstances that you are facing, no matter the circumstances that your life is going through, if you can only find those seed for that situation and cast it into the ground, you can go to sleep. Hallelujah. The soil by itself actually produces fruit. In other words, you can get the word of God bear fruit in your life if you can only know how to make it bear fruit in your life. And this parable tells us how. All by itself, the soil produces a grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full crop. Somebody say process. Somebody say process. Process. Then the soil gives birth to grain or produces the grain. First it produces the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. Then as soon as it is ripe, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. I'll tell you this story. I heard it from Bill Winston. Bill Winston said it, that a preacher came to him. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. A preacher came to his church and told him that your airplane is in Ecclesiastes chapter 10. So what did he do? He went to Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and started reading Ecclesiastes chapter 10. He started reading it. He read it several times. Then he saw it. He saw it clearly that his birds of the air will carry his words. In other words, an airplane will carry him as a preacher to preach all around the world. Hallelujah. He believed it that the airplane will carry his words. What then happens? The blade, it entered into his heart. The blade was formed. One day he was preaching. And after preaching, somebody brought the engine of a propeller plane. He did not need that, though. But somebody said the stock. The stock, first of all, manifested. An old woman, said that the Lord told her to bring and give him this propeller plane engine. He went, according to Bill Winston, he looked into the bag, because what she was carrying was heavy. He looked into the bag, but before then, he had been confessing the word. He looked into the bag and saw the engine of a plane. But he received it. He was shocked that, God, are you going to give me this airplane in pieces? But what God was doing was this. He was showing him that the word of God has entered into his heart. Hallelujah. The process has started. Don't stop the process. Don't stop the process. I'm going to show you the process today. Don't stop the process. The process has started. Don't stop the process. Don't stop the process. Because that process will bear the fruit it has said it will bear. Hallelujah. He says that first of all, what happens is that the soil by itself produces a grain. First, it produces the stalk. Then, the head. Then, the full kernel in the head. Then as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. There's a harvest that is in the word of God. And that word getting into your heart will cause that word to produce fruits. If you believe that, say amen. The word getting into your heart will cause it to produce fruit. The Bible says that the entrance of God's word gives light. The entrance of God's word, don't miss that. The entrance of God's word gives light. And light gives what? Direction. If it was night, and there was darkness all around the place, and you didn't know where to sit down, because the seats are black. Forget that the pink on the seats. The seats are black. So you will not know where to sit down, because there will be no light. But once there is a flicker of light, hallelujah, you will know exactly where to sit down. Hallelujah. You will know exactly where to sit down. Why? You will be walking around looking for where to, you will be groping around looking for where to sit if there is no light. But when the light comes, then you will know exactly where the seat is and you will know where to sit down. I'm telling you that there is an exact precision of God's word. Exact precision that God wants us to receive his word bear fruit in our lives. We can be in a situation where God does miracles for us. And trust me, the miraculous is godly. The miraculous is of God. The miraculous of God. But that is not the primary way he does things on the earth. Tell anybody, miraculous of God. But that's not the primary way he does things on the earth. The primary way he bears fruit on the earth is with his word. Hallelujah. It's with his word. Hallelujah. It's with his word. In the beginning, the earth was formless and void. No matter the situation that you are in, no matter the circumstance that you are facing, if you can only get the word for that situation and sow that word in your heart, I'm going to talk about the sowing process. It's going to produce fruit. The Bible says that the man goes about his business. He sleeps and wakes up. As long as he planted seed into the ground, can I get Michael to come around to open up this mango, these oranges? These oranges has the potential to produce fruits. Open up any of the oranges and bring out the seeds. Hallelujah. This is how the word of God functions. I had to pluck this orange. It was already dead. I don't know. You can take the greener one and open it. Open it up. Is it opening? Hope the knife is sharp enough. Okay. Hallelujah. Bring out the seeds from it. Look, one seed is on your hand already. We have seen the seed. Hallelujah. Bring out another seed. Let me drop the seed on the pulpit. Okay, this is a small seed. Is there another seed? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So let me use. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, this is the word of God in your Bibles. This is the word of God. It is the seed of God. The Bible calls it an incorruptible seed. An incorruptible seed. In other words, the seed will bear fruit even if you leave it alone. Hallelujah. But you have to plant it. The Bible here says that the man plants seed onto the ground. He plants seed onto the ground. If I drop this seed on this table, Will it bear fruit? No, it won't bear fruit. It will try, but it can't because the right conditions are not there. But if I take this seed and plant it in the soil, hallelujah, and plant it down, can you see the seed again? Can you see the seed again? What happens that a lot of times, because we don't see the seed, we go and dig for the seed. And that is what unbelief does. We go and dig for the seed and get the seed out. But once the seed is outside, it cannot bear fruit. Once the word of God is on your book, you know the word of God, it cannot bear fruit. Once the word of God is in your head, it cannot bear fruit. But it has to be sown in the soil. It has been sown in the soil. What I want to share with us today is how we sow the word of God. How we sow the word of God. The soil is our heart. The soil is our heart. And then we sow the word of God in our heart. The Bible says that even though it's the smallest seed, Even though it's the smallest seed, once it is sown, it will produce a crop. That it bring, the Bible says, the largest garden plant that the birds of the air will start perching on it. In other words, it will produce completely. It will produce the fruits that you have planted it for, as long as it is planted into the ground. And the ground is your heart. Say, the ground is my heart. Once you can plant the word in your heart, that settles it. That settles it. The ground by itself will produce fruits. Hallelujah. So how do you plant the word in your heart? How does the word enter into your heart? Notice this. The entrance of God's word brings light. If you are confused on what to do in any situation, it's that you don't have light. Let me say that again. If you are confused in the situation that you find yourself in, if you don't know what to do, in that, it's just simple that you don't have the light. If you know what to do, you will do it. Am I correct? If for adventure you have a rent to pay and you don't have the cash to pay it, if you knew what to do to solve the problem, you would actually do it and get the money and pay the rent. Am I correct? Why? Because it's embarrassing for you to be owing rent. Am I correct? Hallelujah. It's just like when Jesus was about to feed the 5,000 people, he asked Philip and asked him, where can we get bread to feed all these people? Remember, there were 5,000 people and they had no bread. Philip originally thought, and that's how most of us think, where are we going to get the money to buy amount of bread that's going to solve the problem, that's going to give everybody that we have a bite? Ha! It's not possible for us to get the money. But Andrew, on the other hand, got a glimpse of light. Someone say glimpse of light. A glimpse of light. See, a young boy is holding 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But what is that among so many? His logical senses kicked in. Hallelujah. Most of us, our logic, we get a glimpse of light. We get a glimpse of light that 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes can feed 5,000 people. But when we look at it in our logical reasoning, we say, what is this one among so many? But what did Jesus do? Jesus brought the bread, the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Remember, there were 5,000 people. This was the miraculous going to be. Andrew got a glimpse of light. He knew that five loaves of bread could feed 5,000 people, but he let his logic kick in. How many times do you get the word of God and you let your logic kick in? That is like taking the seed out of the ground. I'm bringing it out, I'm placing it out to be seeing it. We like seeing it, but what the Bible say? You have to get the word sown. Hallelujah. And when you sow the word, it disappears. It doesn't. When you sow the seed, what happens? It doesn't appear. As a matter of fact, my mother-in-law came some time ago. She always comes with pumpkin seeds, and planted pumpkins in my backyard, and got my girl to plant with her. She planted pumpkin seed, and there was this particular set of seed that was not growing. So my girl was saying that this particular one is not growing, but the rest of them are growing. Most of them get spoiled because my wife doesn't do it. My wife's had it around, but most of them get spoiled. Me, I don't do it. I don't have time to go and get steak and get the pumpkin to climb the. So it dies like that. But the girl said that she was going to create time to stand the pumpkin up. Now the pumpkin, when she sowed it, it did not look like it was going to grow. It was completely in the ground. But it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. What she sowed in the ground sprouted. It brought out the stalk. It brought out the stalk. Some of them didn't sprout, but some of them sprouted. She showed me some of them. She said, come and see. That this one is growing. But she's wondering why this one is not growing. I said, no. It's a seed. If you do the right thing, it will sprout. Hallelujah. It will sprout. It will produce results. The word of God is seed. It produces results. But can we sow it in our heart? What I want to do this morning is to share with us how to sow the word of God. As a person, I'm going through things in my life, and God has to teach me this over and over again. And tell me that, see, you have to find the word for each situation, this situation, and sow it in your heart. And then you will see the word of God bear fruit in you. That I can do a miracle for you. I can do a miracle for you, but that would not be sustainable. That would not be sustainable. Many people have received miracles, but it's not sustainable. It comes back to them. So faith preachers that do miracles say that when you receive a miracle, they teach you the word of God, so that the word of God can actually bear fruit in your life. They teach you the word of God so that you can keep your miracle. Hallelujah. Because you can lose your miracle. Let me say it again. You can lose your miracle. The only people that stay with their miracle, because we have an enemy. I don't know if you know that. You have an enemy. You are in a battle. The Bible says that we wrestle not, but we wrestle. Hallelujah. We wrestle not, but we wrestle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against spirits. Hallelujah. Who are powerful? One preacher said that the spirits that we wrestle are age-long old spirits. They were angels before they fell down. Hallelujah. They were angels before they lost their place in heaven. They were angels, so they had existed before you were born. I get what I'm saying. They had existed. They know what works. They know things that work. So they are patient. A lot of us in this generation are impatient. And God is teaching us patience this season so that we can stay with the word and bear fruit with the word. Hallelujah. And God started teaching me patience this season. So how do we get the word of God into our heart? How do we get the word to enter our heart? It's not by the word of God shining in our hearts, but it's by meditation. Someone tell your neighbor, meditation. Meditation on the word of God. Meditation on the word of God. It's meditation that gets the word in your heart. It's meditation that gets the word of God in your heart. Look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Hallelujah. I did not know that time has gone like this. Glory to God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. God was telling Joshua. Hallelujah. God was speaking to Joshua. Because I can imagine Joshua. I can imagine being Joshua. In the foot of Joshua. Moses, till date, the Israelites still honor Moses.
and he was going to stand in the stead of Moses, God told him, don't be afraid. He's going to replace David. If you read further down, earlier on in Joshua chapter 1, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. Then the one that used to do great things, the one that used his rod to part the sea, is dead. The one that gave you food from heaven is dead. The one that, he was telling Joshua this. Why? Because Joshua was afraid to step into the feet of Moses. Even the Israelites did not trust Joshua. The Israelites that were following Moses were wondering, where did this one come from? Hallelujah. Where did this one come from? But he said that God was speaking to him. In Joshua chapter 1, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. This Moses that you are seeing is dead though. Be strong and courageous. You will take his place. You will do greater than him. You will take the promised land. Moses didn't take the promised land. Are you getting what I'm saying? Did Moses take the promised land? No. Moses did not Moses did not even enter the promised land. Can you look at me? Forget what's happening outside. Moses did not even look at the promised land. He only saw it from afar. But Joshua took the promised land. Hallelujah. Why? Be strong and courageous. When he started out, he was afraid to step into the feet of Moses. I remember Joel Austin, when John Austin died. Joel Austin will go to his father's room and wear his father's shoes. Wear his father's suit. To see if his leg can fit into that position. Because John Austin was a great man of God. John Austin built Lakewood Church to be 5,000 people. There were 5,000 people in Lakewood Church, John Austin. Kenneth Hagin, in camp meetings, you hear John Austin's voice. Because John Austin was a miracle worker. But he died of sickness. He died of sickness. And they were all perplexed that this John Austin can die. And the mantle fell on Joel Austin. Joel Austin was just a cameraman. He was filming his father. Tell his father, man, this suit will not match, will not be fine on TV. You have to wear a certain color of suit. In other words, he didn't see himself behind the camera. He did not see himself behind the camera. But when his father died, the mantle fell on him. Today, many people don't know John Austin. Do you know John Austin? Apart from mommy, do you know John Austin? Do you know John Austin? But do you know Joel Austin? You know Joel Austin because he built the church to 50,000 people. John Austin built the church to 5,000 people. Joel Austin, when he entered his own pew, he built the church to 50,000 people. Why? Because he realized something, that just as God was with John, so is God with Joel. Hallelujah. And God can do mighty things. The one that will come after him, you would think that Joel Austin did something great. The one that will come after him, if he comes to the revelation that God is with him, he will do more than Joel Austin. Why? Because what was born of God. Hallelujah. When God burns something, he burns it more. When Jesus came into the world, he was a baby. Hallelujah. He was a baby. He was the word of God made flesh. We see that, saw that in John chapter 1, verse 14. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. How did the word become flesh? By Mary giving birth to him as a baby. Mary could have killed him. Hallelujah. The mother could have killed him as a baby. He could not do much. He was taken care of as a baby. The word of God was taken care of as a baby. A lot of us still think that the word of God as a baby can save us. The word of God has to grow. Tell me, do you remember, it has to grow. It has to grow. And the beginning of the process is that it is casted into the ground of your heart. And when it grows, it bears fruit. Look at how to cast food into the ground. True meditation. Joshua 1:8. God told Joshua, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Hallelujah. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Keep this book of the law. not books about the law. Because I've made this mistake before. I take books about the law and I keep it consistently on my lips. I take books about the law and I keep it consistently on my lips. And I wonder why it produces only results more. It doesn't produce fully. Hallelujah. But the book of the law, the Bible says that you will keep it on your lips. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I used to think that meditation was thinking. But the miracle is in your mouth. You meditate the word of God. You meditate the love of God with your mouth. Because the word of God, the mouth, your mouth, is the gateway to your heart. What you say enters your heart. Hallelujah. The devil will not let you be until you start saying things that are against his own will. See, you telling your situation to other people is entering your heart. Let me see what I mean. I can tell you that I'm sick. What has entered into my heart? Sickness. Sickness. But what are the words God going to say? I am healed. Hallelujah. I am healed. I am healed. And that has settled it. Hallelujah. This book of the law shall not depart. Let's read it from Joshua 1 verse 8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. To meditate is to say the word. To meditate is to say the word. To say what God has said. To say what God has said. To meditate is to say what God has said over and over again. The reason why you cannot sow the word in your heart is because you don't say what God has said. Sow the word in your heart. Tell your neighbor, sow the word in your heart. Say, keep this book of the law always, always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything. As a matter of fact, your doing is a result of you having the word in your lips. You can be struggling with something, a habit. Do you have a word for that situation? Do you have a word for that habit? Can you say the word of that habit? Hallelujah. I heard this from preachers and pastor, or my pastor especially, that he used to have a bad habit of smoking. And he tried stopping to smoke, but he could not stop. Believers smoke, I hope you know that. But the smoking glorified God. No, but they struggle with it. So he came across a scripture that he is the righteousness of God. And the righteousness of God cannot smoke. He put that scripture on his lips. He kept on declaring it. I heard this from Kefedola. He was smoking and he would declare, I'm the righteousness of God. What you say in your mouth will enter your heart. What you say with your mouth will enter your heart. Will be sown in your heart. I'm the righteousness of God. He will smoke and he will stop. I'm the righteousness of God. He will smoke and stop. He kept on saying, I'm the righteousness of God. He kept on saying, I'm the righteousness of God. I'm over this cigarette. I am overcome. I'm the righteousness of God. And then, after weeks, he realized that he has not smoked at all. He realized that the urge for smoking had gone. Because what he has been saying with his mouth that he saw in the word of God had changed and reconfigured his body. So he started that the smoking became repulsive to him. I can say this, that if you find God's word created the heavens and the earth. God's word changed situation. If you can only sow that same word that in the midst of darkness and formlessness and void, if you can only find the word and God said, let there be light. If you can only find the word, you will receive light for that situation. Why? Because the word of God will enter your heart. Light can come in different forms. It's the entrance of the word that produces light. Did you see that in Psalm 119, verse 130? The entrance of the word produces light. It gives understanding to the simple. The simple is the foolish. In other words, you don't know what to do. But the word of God gives understanding to the simple. A lot of times, we think that getting a revelation from God's word by reading the word of God is good. It's good. It's great. But except you meditate that word, it takes you meditating the word that strikes your heart for it to enter into your heart. I'll say that again. It takes you meditating on the word that strikes your heart for that word to enter your heart. And if that word can enter your heart, oh hallelujah, it will change the way you think. It will change the way you act. It will change the way you behave. It will change the way, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh my God. So how do we do this? We meditate on the word day and night. We take scriptures, find scriptures that address what you are saying. Something the devil did, he turned positive thinking and replaced it with the word of God. So people put prosperity as a picture. What's a symbol of prosperity as a picture? That one can fail. Let me say it to you. That one can fail. They keep on declaring it that, I'm going to drive this car. Some of them have never driven the car. But has God said something to you? And you find that in the scriptures. You find that in the scriptures. Has God said something to you? You can hold on to that word by meditation and sowing it in your heart. Hallelujah. This book of the law shall not depart from your heart, from your mouth. As I said really before, it shall not depart from your heart. But it shall not depart from your mouth. Somebody say your mouth. The miracle is in your mouth. And what your mouth doesn't say anything that you wish. Your mouth only says what God says. Meditation is repeating what God has said. Meditation is repeating what God has said. In the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, God said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. This is what God said. The next verse, chapter 6, he says that I will boldly say, because God has said, I can boldly say. Oh, hallelujah. Because God has said, I can boldly say. Because God has said, I can boldly say. If God has not said it, I can't be bold about it. And it takes your boldness, saying it boldly, for you to see the miracle of God bear fruit in your life. That's the word of God. It's like a man that casts seed to the ground. Night and day, he goes about his business. He goes out, he goes business, he comes back. Night and day. All by itself. Before he went about his business, he had to sow the seed on the ground. He had to sow the seed on the ground. So take the scriptures concerning what you have said. Are you poor today? You can become rich if you can find God, what God says about your real wealth. Are you sick today? You can become well if you can find what God says about your word, about your health. Whatever your situation is, if you can find what God says about it, that's the beginning of it. That's the beginning of the solution. Then you start meditating, sowing that word in your heart. How did God tell Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. It shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. So how do you get God's word in your heart? The Bible says, my tongue, I can't remember the psalm that said that. It said, my tongue is like that of the ready writer. Who can remember that psalm? Hallelujah. I don't understand, I'm looking for it now. My tongue is like that of a ready writer. In other words, what you say with your tongue, and you continually say with your tongue, you will see it enter your heart.
The reason why you will say a thing and doesn't come to pass is because that thing has not entered your heart. God was telling me this, that see, you have to start, let that what you are saying enter your heart. And the only way that that thing can enter your heart is by you saying it consistently. Saying it consistently. And I'm saying to you that no matter the circumstance that you are facing, no matter the situation that you are facing, you can get God's word into your heart. Hallelujah. And once you sow God's word into your heart, it produces the results. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Because Pastor Roger said that for pilots, that they, what they do is this, that in taking off the plane, they struggle. The plane goes through different struggle to get up in the air. Who has ever flown before? Okay. Now, if you fly, when you go, before you take off, they'll tell you put your seatbelt on. But once you get in the air, you see the seatbelt sign disappear. You can remove your seatbelt. You can walk around. Hallelujah. But before you take off, hallelujah, before you take off, before you get to a cruising altitude, you must struggle. Hallelujah. And that word is a struggle. You must get the word into your heart. And then you enter into a cruising altitude. And that word will produce results for you. Hallelujah. The pilots can walk out of the cockpit when the plane is on the air. The pilot, the one that drives, can walk out of the where he is controlling the plane because the plane is on autopilot. I get what I'm saying. The pilot can go and greet you and shake you. It's not that they are very disciplined because Nigerian flights, if you look at flight, is very short. So before you take off, when you get to the cruising altitude, you start landing. In other words, there's no time. But if you go international flight, the pilot can actually stand up from his cockpit, come out and chat with the guys that are that serve you in the plane, the waiters, and chat with them. And there was this pilot that was drunk. He was penalized because he was drunk because he had a crash, but he was drunk. He came out to be drinking. He came out from the cockpit and was drinking alcohol. Do you know what I'm saying? But when you want to land, you have to hold the plane because the plane is landing. Hallelujah. Praise God. To take off, you have to hold the plane. You have to hold the steering. You have to press buttons to take off. But once you take off, it's home and dry. It's the same thing with the word of God. It's the same thing with the word of God. Once you meditate on the word of God day and night, consistently, day and night, consistently, day and night, the word of God comes into a place where it is sown in your heart. And by itself, the soil produces, the heart produces. Oh, hallelujah. May the Lord give you understanding. May the Lord give you understanding. There is nothing that the word of God says that you cannot say day and night that will not produce the same result in your life. Come on, talk to God this morning. Say, God, that thing that you have said about my situation, reveal it to me. In the prophetic service this morning, God is going to tell you things. God is going to tell you things. It's for you to put that thing in your heart, to sow it in your heart, and then you will see the word of God. Am I going to tell you how long it's going to take? No, I'm not going to tell you how long it's going to take for you to sow it into your heart. But day and night, take that scripture, declare that scripture, declare it. It is scriptural to declare it in. The Bible says in Job chapter, hey God, have mercy. Hallelujah. I think it's 22. I'll end with that. Oh, hallelujah. Job chapter 22. There's no time, but God is good. Verse Let me just start from verse 23. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove wickedness from your tent and assign your nuggets to the dust, your gold of Ophir to the rocks of the ravens, then the Almighty will be your gold and your choicest silver for you. Surely you will find delight in the Lord and will lift up your face to the God. To God. Let me read it in NKJV. Verse 27. Who has that translation that says if you declare a thing? King James is saying prayer. Verse 28. Hallelujah. Verse 28. You will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. You will also declare a thing and it will be established unto you. And light will shine on the way. Until you get the light for that situation, keep that word in your mouth. Until you get the light for that situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. For there is none like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Make a commitment to God that you will keep the word of God in your lips day and night. You will say to God that you will keep the word on your lips day and night. Make a commitment to God this morning. Make a commitment to God. I just remembered something that my pastor said when he was ordaining me as a pastor. Hallelujah. I just remember that. Keep that word in your mouth. Keep that word in your lips. Keep that word in your lips. And you will see that word produce fruit. As long as you can sow that word in your heart. And you sow that word by meditation. By meditation. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Give us words. Give us words. Give us words that we will put on our lips. So that it will go from our lips into our hearts. And once it is sown in our hearts, the heart by itself will produce the harvest. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the service that we're going into, give us words. Give us words. Give us words. We will take those words back to you. And we will declare day and night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Let's quickly be in the mood of worship. We're going to worship God and worship God because He is good. Hallelujah. Praise God.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruit for us.